necklaces, stones, bracelets, goblets, silks, and fine weapons cascaded out across the floor in a sparkling heap. Gabool's quick eyes noted the greedy glances the plunder attracted. He held out his claws to the seven captains.
Every bright star has seven true points. You, my shipmasters, my good and trusty mates, come and take what you want from this lot. What use is booty and plunder if a rat ain't got friends he can trust?
The captains stumbled and tripped over other sea rats in their haste to grab what they could. Ripping silks and tossing all they could hold into makeshift carriers, the seven shipmasters bit, scratched and jostled silently as each strove to grab what he thought was more than his fair share. When they drew back, dragging their portions with them, there was still a large mound of loot upon the floor.
Why, you greedy old plunderers!
Gabool laughingly upbraided the captains.
Snaffling away without a fault for your crew rats! See if you can clear this lot away, lads. Come on, it's all yours.
With a wild howl, the sea rat crews threw themselves upon the remainder of the booty. Scrabbling, kicking, screeching, clawing and ripping, they fought for baubles all over the hall. Gabool laughed madly as he ploughed among them. He had won. The plan was working like a charm. Now he sowed the seeds of dissension as he roved among the crews, whispering,
"Is that all you got, matey? A few earrings and a dagger? If I was your captain, I would have give you first pick. Ah, but captains is captains. They was ever the greedy ones. Oh, half knows me old messmate. Did you see that Captain Ookfin? He was a-shoving and a-pushing your Captain Orguy like he didn't want him to get his proper share. I'd tell Orguy that if I was you, mate. Here, Sean here, what good is two earrings to you, eh? You hark to me, shipmate. That Gartail, he looked as if he were trying to grab everything for himself, and him only a new captain. Oh, I'm sorry I chose him now. If I'd been thinking all right at the time, I'd have made you master of the Green Fang. Never mind, matey, there'll always be another day, eh?"
When the plunder had all been claimed, the sea rats threw themselves upon the food ravenously, each one mistrusting the other, and all of them feeling more loyal to Gabool than to their own captains. The warlord had yet to play his final card. He banged the bell for silence.
"Now, me lucky rats, I'm going to let you in on a secret, so cock your lugs. There's another traitor, more black-hearted than any, but he ain't here this day. What's his name, I hear you ask? 'Tis Greypatch. Aye, Greypatch. There's a name for the Dark One's book. We sail fair seas and foul together since we was both little slop rats. And now the foul blackguard has robbed the best craft in the fleet for himself. Aye, the Dark Queen, Saltar's ship. Greypatch crewed her and sailed off in Dark Queen behind me back. And I trusted him like a brother. But here's the worst of it, lads. That ship's carrying three times the loot in her hold. On my affidavit it is. More plunder than you could clap eyes on. And I want Greypatch's scurvy head. You can do what you will with the booty. First one to it gets it all, as long as you bring me back a Dark Queen with Greypatch's head nailed to the bowsprit. How's that for an offer, you hell-scrapings?"
Tables were overturned, food scattered, furniture smashed, as the captains and the crews made a hasty exodus from the hall, jamming in the doorway, cursing and fighting in an effort to be first to weigh anchor and hunt down Greypatch and the Dark Queen.
"I say, ladder, I'll be down straightways."
"Weigh anchor, Froat, we'll get him first.
Get the crew aboard, Bullfang, hurry." "Come on, you white scum. Sir, your stamps, there's price to be had."
Weltskin was one of the last to leave, striding importantly with Gabool's fine curved sword over his shoulder. Gabool called him back.
"Weltskin, matey, come here."
The Sirat marched back and saluted his king with the sword.
Do you want something, sire?
Gabool stroked his beard thoughtfully.
Let's see you swing that sword.
Welskin swung the sword several times. Gabool looked worried.
No, matey, no. That's no way to twirl a blade. Here, let me show you how to use that sword.
Welskin gave the sword to Gabool. He watched fascinated as the warlord wove patterns in the air with the glittering weapon. Welskin's fascination suddenly turned to agonised shock as Gabool snicked the tip from his ear with the sword. Smiling wickedly, Gabool flashed the blade a little closer to Welskin's throat.
That's how to do it, matey. Now, you want to lay about while I does another little trick with your neck? Or do you want to board ship and leave this here carver with old Gabool?
A second later, the Sirat King was listening to the mad patter of Welskin's paws as he dashed headlong for the harbour and the safety of the open sea. Thrusting his regained weapon into its waist sash, Gabool threw back his head and roared with laughter.